Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1. The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone, text 27. Yatavairanu bandena martyastan mayatam yat natata bhakti yogena ini iti me nishtitamati yata as vaira anubandena by constant enmity martya a person tat mayatam absorption in him iyat may obtain na not tata in a like manner bhakti yogena by devotional service iti thus may my nischita definite mati opinion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni continued, by devotional service one cannot achieve such intense absorption and thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one can through enmity toward Him. That is my opinion. Purport. Srimad Narada Muni, the topmost pure devotee, and he's Srivasta Thakur is an incarnation of Narada Muni. So, praises Krishna's enemies like Shishupal, because their minds are always completely absorbed in Krishna. Indeed, he thinks himself deficient in the inspiration of being feeling absorbed in Krishna consciousness. This does not mean, however, that the enemies of Krishna are more elevated than Krishna's pure devotees. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 5205, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also thinks of himself in such a humble way. Jagai Marai Haite Muni Se Patpishta Purishera Kita Haite Muni Se Lagist. I am a worse sinner than Jagai and Marai, and I am even lower than the worms and stool. Pure devotee always thinks himself more deficient than anyone else. If a pure devotee approaches Srimati Radharani to offer some service to Krishna, even Srimati Radharani thinks that the devotee is greater than she. Thus Narada Muni says that according to his opinion, the enemies of Krishna are better situated because they are fully absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna in terms of killing him. Just as a very lusty man always thinks of women and their association. The essential point in this connection is that one should be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna 24 hours a day. There are many devotees in Raga Marg, which is exhibited in Vrindavan, whether in Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, or Madhurya Rasa. All the devotees of Krishna are always overwhelmed by thoughts of Krishna. When Krishna is away from Vrindavan tending the cows in the forest, the gopis in the Madhurya Rasa are always absorbed in thoughts of how Krishna walks in the forest. The soles of his feet are so soft that the gopis would not dare keep his lotus feet on their soft breasts. Indeed, they consider their breasts a very hard place for the lotus feet of Krishna. Yet these lotus feet wander in the forest, which is full of thorny plants. The gopis are absorbed in such thoughts at home, although Krishna is away from them. Similarly, when Krishna plays with his young friends, Mother Jasoda is very much disturbed by thoughts of Krishna because of playing and not taking his food properly must be getting weak. These are the examples of the exalted ecstasy felt in Krishna's service as maintained in Vrindavan. manifested in Vrindavan. This service is indirectly praised by Narada Muni in this verse. Especially for the conditioned soul, Narada Muni recommends that one, somehow or another, be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. That will save one from all the dangers of material existence. Full absorption in thoughts of Krishna is the highest platform of bhakti yoga. To become favorable to Krishna is not as easy as becoming inimical to Krishna. Practically, our whole philosophy is step by step how to become favorable to Krishna. First, one has to give up one's material conceptions of life, because the material conception of life in itself is a manifestation of unfavorable consciousness towards Krishna. Bhayam dvitiya vinaveshitasya ishad abhatasya viparyo smriti. That one is put into material existence because one is averse to Krishna. One is trying to compete with Krishna, and therefore one is given a false ego where one is believing that he's actually competitor to Krishna. But actually what he receives is an existence full of bhayam or fear. How to overcome that bhayam means to regulate material existence. As I was saying the other day, that famous verse, Ichcha dvesha smutena dvandva mohena bharata sarabhutani samaham sargayanti parantapa. That all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that we're envious of God, we want to become God, and we hate the fact that we can't become God. So we're hankering to become God, and we're unhappy that we can't become God. That's the entire material existence. Hankering for what we don't have, and lamenting over what we lost. But in the background is Krishna. We're actually hankering to take Krishna's position, and we're lamenting the fact that we haven't been able to do it. Yesham antikatam papam janana punya karmanam te dvanva moha niramuktva bhajante mam dridavrataha. Therefore, there are two classes of people, the divine and the demoniac. Dvavimo purusho loke, daivam asram evacha, daiva visra sakprota asram parthameshinu. There are two kinds of created beings. One is called the divine, the other is the demoniac. And the demoniac are classified as the foolish, the sinful, the deceitful, and the atheists. Different levels of demons. What is the demon? Yakshastra vidim usrija vartate kamakarata dasasadima vapnoti nasukam naparam gitim. They don't accept the shastra. They don't accept the instructions of Krishna. And because they don't accept the instructions of Krishna, therefore they can obtain neither peace, nor happiness, nor the supreme destination. They can't make advancement. They don't accept Krishna's instructions, but they act according to kama, karati. They act according to their whim or their lust, or anger, or greed, or delusion, or ignorance, or envy, or madness. That they work according to. But the devotee, he has to, first of all, if one is aspiring to become a devotee, to get out of the clutches of material nature, regulate one's activities. Regulated activities in terms of regulating one's eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's called religious life. Especially regulate the tendency towards intoxication, sex life, gambling, and killing animals, or the eating tendency. So, religious principles are meant to regulate our eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And then one can rise up to the platform of pious life. Pious life means that not one only follows the negative injunctions of the shastra, but one follows the injunctions that will give one a better material existence. then one may rise up to the platform of tolerating the dualities of material existence, because material existence means happiness and distress consistently changing from one to the next. And therefore, matra sparsha sukandaya shitoshna sukadukada agama paino nitas tam titiksha svavarata. In spite of all the different problems and all the different opportunities we have, one should remain in Krishna consciousness. That's called steady consciousness. Tani savarani samyamya yukta sitamapara vishehi yasyendriyani tasya pragya pratishtita. Tani sarvani samyamya yukta sitamapara. One who restrains his senses and fixes his consciousness upon me is known as a man of steady intelligence. And then one can actually, if one is actually able to tolerate the urges of the material senses, or Krishna says this in different ways, kama krodha vimuktayanam yatinam yati chetasam avito brahmanirvanam vartate viditatmanam, or sparsheva yehi sam sparsha boga dukayona evate adyantavanta kuntiya nate shuramate buddha shaknoti haiva yakshodum prakshariya vimokshana kama krodha buddhapanvegan syuktasa sukhinara. If one is able to tolerate the urges of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is a yogi and he's happy in this world. So one has to learn tolerance in the face of the dualities of material existence, not act according to the impulses rising from the mind and senses, but remain steady in following Krishna's instructions. Then one can actually accept real devotional service, stage of nishtha, freedom from duality of material existence, Brahma-Bhuta stage, no more hankering, no more lamenting, seeing everyone as a spiritual being, no matter what modes of material nature they're situated under. And one can actually begin real devotional service, which means that gradually one gets knowledge, positive knowledge, scientific knowledge, as it says in the Bhagavatam, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One actually has realization of how everyone and everything is related to Krishna and what one's duty is in Krishna's service. Then one can meditate upon, in trance upon the personality of Godhead, and one's natural love for him will be awakened. In other words, if one follows the favorable path and then fixes the mind upon Krishna through the favorable path, then one's natural love for Krishna will be awakened. If one follows the path by which one thinks about Krishna unfavorably, one may think about Krishna, but one's natural love for Krishna will not be awakened. And therefore, one remains in the material conception of life, like the impersonalist or the materialist. Therefore, Narada Muni, although in his humility, is appreciating the absorption of the demons in Krishna, but still their absorption will not be generally very helpful for us, their path of coming to that platform. Better to spend the time trying to gradually come to the platform of pure devotional service which is explained in so many ways in our Shastra. Vacha Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udrapasta Vegam. First of all, engage the senses in Krishna's service. Yena kena prakarena manakrishna nivesheva. First of all, somehow or another, engage the mind in trying to think about Krishna. Engage oneself in Krishna's service. Then one will be able to give up the unfavorable things, such as atihari parasas cha pradalpa niyamagraha, eating too much, collecting too much, idle talk, etc. One can give up these things that are unfavorable for devotional service, and then one's natural utsaha nischaya darya tat tat karma vivartana. One's natural patience, confidence, and enthusiasm can be developed, and that will lead one to realizing one's enthusiasm and confidence and patience in the field of Krishna consciousness, serving the devotees. Then one will learn proper discrimination, how to serve the devotees appropriately. One will be able to understand who's the topmost devotee and follow his instructions and example. And then one will develop a taste for the holy name. Sat Krishna Nama Charitari Sutaptividya Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirta Nishevana. Then one will get a taste of the holy name. And only if we have a taste of the holy name can we constantly chant it with devotion. And by chanting it with devotion, then gradually not only Krishna's name is revealed to it, but his forms, his associates, his qualities, his pastimes, Sat Krishna Nama Charitadu Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasanama Nasinioja Tishtan Vrajaitana Ragi Jananugami Kalam Naya Akilam Itivideshya Saram. Then one will take the chanting as like nectar for the ear and for the heart. And one will be interested at the state of liberation of falling in the living in the spiritual platform of remembering Krishna and taking an example of an elevated devotee and following their footsteps to develop a particular relation with Krishna. Then one will become attracted to living in a certain place in one's spiritual consciousness and develop the service attitude of which Rupa Goswami recommends. The topmost service attitude is that of Srimati Radharani, and living in her, near her, at least mentally, near her kund in Radhakund, is the topmost place in the universe. The pure mood of service to Krishna, of the residents of Vrindavan, especially in Madhurya Ras, headed by Srimati Radharani. In that way, one can gradually develop in that, following that path, which is the same path, one's mood of separation, following the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, mood of separation from the Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan, and serve them in that mood of separation, and always live in Goloka Vrindavan in that mood of separation. And therefore, one's mind will become progressively more and more absorbed through the process of Shravana Dasa, that is, hearing about Krishna, living in a appropriate place, holy place, trying to detach one from self, one material objectives, and try to chant Hare Krishna without offense. Then Varna Dasa, then one will gradually get realizations of what Krishna consciousness is all about, and then Smarna Vasta. Then one will gradually be able to go through the different stages of progressive Krishna Smaranam, namely Smaranam, then Dharana, Dhyana, Dhyana, Smriti, and Samadhi. And then one will realize one's spiritual identity and live perpetually in the spiritual platform. One's Siddha Sarup, or at the stage of Vastu City. And that's another way of looking at it too. So, I'll stop there. Any questions? Yes.
From my material experience, when you fall in love and lust, as you say, this is a great motivator for doing whatever to achieve this objective. But when you hate somebody, this is even stronger and greater motivator, as Narada Muni is saying here. Why is that? It's because our false ego pushes us more when lust changes into hate, and we are more and more in the clutches of our false ego, or another question is...
Well, let's start with one question at a time.
I'm sorry.
I can't say that anger is necessarily a greater motivator, because people have done crazy things out of lust. And anger is just a different manifestation of lust anyhow. It's the opposite side. Dhyayato vishyampum sam sangasteshu bhujayate. Sangat sanjayate kama, kama krodo bhujayate. Anger is actually an intensification of lust. Because from lust comes greed, which is just an intensification of greed, of lust. Greed is an intensification of lust. And anger is a manifestation of the frustration of our greed. But even more powerful than that is delusion. And even more powerful than delusion is forgetfulness. Because then one has no, when one is forgetful, one has no idea how to correct the situation. Delusional, you can hear, and maybe you can correct, but when you forget all good sense, then you have no restraint. And when you, when even more powerful is the loss of intelligence, because not only have loss of restraint, but you're going to do all the wrong thing with full determination, because you're convinced that the wrong thing is the right thing, is the only thing. And the result is that one will gradually get deeper and deeper into lust, anger, greed, delusion. So it becomes more and more intense. So at what stage, you know, lust can be extremely powerful. But then again, all the other things are extremely powerful too. When lust is extremely powerful, then greed and anger and delusion and forgetfulness and loss of intelligence will also be quite strong. Anything else? Okay, we'll stop there. Grandharaya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.